Chapter 10, Our Example.
Christ's work is to be our example. Constantly he went about doing good, in the temple and the synagogues, in the streets of the cities, in the marketplace and the workshop, by the seaside and among the hills. He preached the gospel and healed the sick. His life was one of unselfish service, and it is to be our lesson book. His tender, pitying love rebukes our selfishness and heartlessness. Wherever Christ went, he scattered blessings in his path. How many who claim to believe on him have learned his lessons of kindness, of tender pity, of unselfish love. Hear his voice speaking to the weak, the weary, the helpless. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. There was no wearying of his patience, no repressing of his love. Christ calls upon us to labor patiently and perseveringly for the thousands perishing in their sins, scattered in all lands like wrecks on a desert shore. Those who share in Christ's glory must share also in his ministry, helping the weak, the wretched, and the despondent. Let those who take up this work make the life of Christ their constant study. Let them be intensely in earnest, using every capability in the Lord's service. Precious results will follow sincere, unselfish effort. From the great teacher, the workers will receive the highest of all education. But those who do not impart the light they have received will one day realize that they have sustained a fearful loss. Human beings have no right to think that there is a limit to the efforts that they are to make in the work of soul saving. Did Christ ever become weary in his work? Did he ever draw back from sacrifice and hardship? Church members are to put forth the continuous, persevering efforts that he put forth. They are to be ever ready to spring into action in obedience to the Lord's commands. Wherever we see work waiting to be done, we are to take it up and do it, constantly looking unto Jesus. If our church members would heed this instruction, hundreds of souls would be won to Jesus. If every church member were a living missionary, the gospel would speedily be proclaimed in all countries to all peoples, nations, and tongues.